Okay, so again, we learned the mincha you put on talis and tefillin.
7 o'clock.
You put on talis and tefillin 7 o'clock, and then you finish shachris. Then we daven mincha while we're wearing the Rashi's tefillin. After mincha, those that wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And then, that's it. The fast is over. I think, what time does it say there? 8:28? 7:29. In the morning. Maybe she should help, but we shouldn't have to fast. Okay. Now, what's interesting is, in the davening, so boy, just go through the Seder, a little bit of the davening. The night of, tomorrow night, basically, Tisha B'Av, you take off the pereches, you take off the shulchan covers, you take all those things off, and you daven ma'ariv. But then already you have to be wearing non-leather shoes and all the things. So after ma'ariv, you say Kaddish Tiskabel, like you would normally after Shemoneh Esrei of ma'ariv. And then you say Eicha, and a few pages of Kinnis. And then you say Va'ata Kaddish, what we say Saturday night, in the second paragraph after Vinayam. And you leave out the Pasuk Vani Zeis Berisi. Most of the Kinnison or whatever, the Eichas, they have it already. You leave out Vani Zeis Berisi. And then the Chazan says full Kaddish, but without the Skabel. Basically, it means it's like a mourner's Kaddish. Because you leave out the Skabel. The reason why you leave out the Skabel is because there's only one Tiskabel per tefillah. You can only have one Tiskabel because Tiskabel actually goes on the Shemoneh Esrei, the prayer. So you have one Tiskabel. Because you said it after Ma'ariv, before Eicha, so now you say you do the same thing for them, by the way. So you say a full Kaddish, except you leave out the sentence of Tiskabel. So basically you're saying what's called Kaddish Yosem.
What does it mean,
Tiskabel? Tiskabel means Hashem should accept. To Leisa and Uvusin, the prayers and the request, the whole base Yisrael of all the Jewish people, Kadam Avondi Vishmai before the God in heaven. So we're saying Hashem should accept their prayers. So the Chazan saying it, representing the community. But it's one per davening. So because he said it right after Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore after Eicha, and the Kinnis, and Eicha, you say Kaddish without the Skabel. In the morning, like we mentioned, there's no talis and tefillin. You don't kiss your tzitzis, not by Baruch Shem, not by Krishma. When the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, he says Aneinu in the repetition, in the bracha after Goel Yisrael, if there's 10 people fasting. And then he omits Birchas Kohanim in the Shemoneh Esrei. So you don't say, Yivarech Lecha in the repetition by Shachris. After Shemoneh Esrei, you say half Kaddish. You read, interesting, in this week's Parsha of Eschanan, you read Kiselit Banim of Nevanim, which is in Parsha of Eschanan. There's three aliyahs. The third one is Maftir. There's only 2 days of a year that there's Haftarah in the morning and at Mincha. That's Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. All the other fast days is only Haftarah at Mincha, not at Shachris. Tisha B'Av, there's a Sefer Sifrim, which is the Haftarah of the morning. And then you have, at Mincha time, you have like Vayechal, the regular Kriya Vayechal. But in the morning, you read Kisei Lebanim V'Nevanim. After the third Aliyah, you say Kaddish. Then you do Hagbah. The guy reads the Haftarah after Galila is finished. The guy reads the Haftarah. After you finish the Haftarah, you bring the Sefer Torah back. Yahalulu. Bring it back in. And then you sit down on the floor and you say Kinnis. By the way, a lot of Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael are writing, you shouldn't say the whole Kinnis this year because you don't want to be in the shul so long. It's not good. You might get corona. Whatever. Everybody should do what they want. Somebody, they're right over there. You should say a little bit in shul and then go home and say Kinnis. Whatever. We play it by ears, like they say. You stay. Ideally, you're supposed to say Kinnis until midday, which is 1 o'clock. But you finish a little bit before 1 o'clock, the Kinnis, and then you say again, Ashrei Uvolatzion, Kaddish Tiskabel, because you didn't say it Tiskabel yet. And then our custom is, you say Aleinu, Kaddish. If there's a morning, you say Mishnayis Kaddish, not Tillim. And then you say, our custom is to say Eicha quite privately. There's not officially dominion saying Eicha, but after you finish Kinnis, then you say privately the whole Megillah Eicha, and then by then it should be midday, and then you go back and sit on a regular chair. At Mincha time, you do say Birchas Koyanim, you say Nachem, you say Aneinu, but we'll get to that more when we, on the day of Tisha B'Av itself. But you say Nachem and Aneinu. The very interesting question in Halacha, if somebody is eating on Tisha B'Av, do they say Nachem in the benching or not? There's a whole discussion in Halacha. What? They don't have to. First of all, they're going to be washing. If they wash eating bread, they don't have to wash the whole hands. One thing has nothing to do with the next. Because halachically, washing till the end of the fingers is enough.
And then is a person allowed to put on deodorant on Tisha?
You can put on antiperspirant, or if the purpose of the deodorant is not to give a good smell, that's not allowed because that's called sicha smearing. If you're doing it that you shouldn't give off a bad smell, then you can put on deodorant. But you can't put on perfume, in other words, or cologne. Yeah. I said, when you wash Nagel Vaser, so therefore you don't have to wash again fully before.
But if you're eating bread, you said.
Yeah. But he was asking about, do you have to wash Nagel Vaser properly before you wash? That's what you were asking, yeah. No, see, so you. We don't. Because in a novel's house, you don't see Birchas Koyanim either. Because you can't say V'yasim L'cha Sholem when there's no Sholem in a mourner's house. Except Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, then we do say V'yasim L'cha Birchas Koyanim. Because again, these days, but Eitz Sholem is a normal davening, but this is a special thing about Sholem. Anizei Sprisi, because again, it refers to Torah as Anizei Sprisi. So you leave it out.
What's on the Aso Valtion?
Anizei Sprisi, yeah.
What?
Okay, now, as far as Matzoi Tisha B'Av is concerned, because this year Tisha B'Av is Thursday, it's a little bit different than a regular fast Tisha B'Av. And that is like this. We learned all the dinim of the 9 days applies halachically in Shulchan Aruch, it says, until the 10th at midday, which normally would be Friday, 1 o'clock. That's when you could listen to music, you can eat meat, you can, you know, the dinim of the 9 days and 3 weeks are over. Why do we keep until the 10th? So we learned because the Beis HaMikdash burnt at 9th in the afternoon, and it burned through the 10th, so therefore, up to midday on the 10th, we're still machmir, it says in Halacha, the laws of mourning of the 9 days. But because it's Friday, and you have to wash, there's a lot of things to do for Shabbos, so halachically, Friday morning, you can take haircuts, you can do laundry, you don't have to wait until 1 o'clock. You can take haircuts, you can do laundry, you can shower for Shabbos if that's what you're taking for Shabbos, and then it's not a problem. As far as music, meat, and everything else, then you have to wait until 1 o'clock. No, Tisha B'Av, there's no tachnim because it says in Eicha, Kod Alay Meir, it's actually a Yom Tif. Because Mashiach is born.
There's
no Avinu Malkeinu, not even B'Shachos. Yes, sir. You should wait. If it's for Shabbos and you wouldn't be shaving any other time, yes. But ideally, Halacha says you should really do it in the morning. Even about laundry, it says if somebody's leaving town, they can do Thursday night. But that's like, in Halacha, it says stretching it. The best thing is Friday morning, those that shave could shave, take haircuts, laundry. But music and meat, those things you have to wait until Friday, 1 o'clock.
Right. How come there's no sukkah for Tisha B'Av?
Kinnis?
Slivas. Oh, because kinnis, but it's different. It's not like yag.
It's 10 times longer.
Yagidot. There's no Shema Koleinu.
Because it's really a yomtiv. So you have kinnis. Kinnis is much more aggressive than slichas is. Okay, what else is there? Okay, if somebody forgot Nachim in the Shemoneh Esrei, or they forgot Aneinu, you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But it says, if you forgot Nachim, you say it after Shema Kaleinu, and if not, you say it in the before Meidim. So then, now another important thing is, we don't do Kiddush Levana until Matzoi Tisha B'Av. What?
When you say about shaving in the morning, do you have to wait till after davening, or can you shave before davening?
He's supposed to ask a different question. Are you allowed to shave?
For those people who shave.
Oh, for those people who shave. It's a whole different story. Yeah, I mean, that's a separate issue. Technically, as far as Tisha B'Av dinim, you would be able to shave before davening. As far as another thing, are you allowed to take a haircut before davening?
We talk about shaving.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's a Mishnah in Shabbos, okay? And definitely before Shachris is forbidden. There's certain things. The only thing it says in Shulchan Aruch, what you're allowed to do Friday before davening, it says you can buy for Shabbos before davening if you won't get things after davening. In other words, let's say the marketplace is going to be flooded, and if you wait until after davening, you won't be able to get the stuff. So Gemara in Shulchan Aruch says, then you can go in the morning before davening Friday because of mitzvah of Shabbos, so then you could do it. But ideally, unless it's somebody shaves every day, like they take a shower, they shave and all that, then they could do the before davening also. But if you go into a barber shop and say, to take a shave and that, you should wait until after davening. Yeah, yeah. The main thing is going to a barber, lefnei ha-saper, because then it takes longer, it's a whole procedure, and you might come to forget davening. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tisha B'Av, as far as Tisha B'Av is concerned, it's allowed, because once the morning comes, you're allowed to do it. Let's see, what else is there? The Krishna that we said. There's another interesting shayla. What happens, normally, only people fasting are supposed to get aliyas. To dinner on a fast day. What happens if you called up somebody for an aliyah, you thought they were fasting, and they are not fasting? So the din is, by Tisha B'Av, the Poskim right, you can go up to Aliyah anyway because there's a Kriya Sateira on Tisha B'Av. For Tisha B'Av, not even if you're not fasting, there's a Kriya Sateira for Tisha B'Av. But the Kriya Vayichal, interesting, during the year, is a big difference if the fast day is on a Monday or Thursday or not. If a fast day, let's say, is a Monday and Thursday, so anyway, there's Torah reading. So if you called up the guy to the Torah, okay, it's just a different Torah reading. You're reading for the fast day, but you're not taking out a separate Torah because of the fast, because you're taking out Sefer Torah anyway. So then the din is, for sure, if you call him up, he's allowed to go up to an aliyah, even though he's not fasting, if the fast day is Monday or Thursday. What happens if it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever, so then it says in Aloha, a person would be embarrassed to say that he's not fasting, so then he's allowed to go for the aliyah. But Tisha B'Av, the Chacham say, if other people write, that you can go up because it's anyway the Chacham instituted a Kriya Sateira and Tisha B'Av.
How do you determine if it's going to be embarrassed?
Why? People that are sick, they know they don't have to fast. No. He doesn't have to be embarrassed. Why should the person who has to eat be embarrassed that he ate? A person that wasn't supposed to eat and ate should be embarrassed But a person who's not well, and he's told they're not allowed to fast, why should they be embarrassed? Torah says you're not allowed to fast.
And what if he was feeling fine and just didn't eat because...
Because what?
Because he didn't want to fast.
Okay, so then he should be embarrassed. No, I'm saying, so it's not... Okay.